In 2016, the Twin Cedars football squad had its best ever season, and one big, and I do mean big reason, in more ways than one, was Jake Crozier. Standing at 6 feet 6 inches tall and weighing in at 340 pounds, he was not just a force, but at times was also an immovable object. He got the name Big Country for obvious reasons, and his high school coach, Aaron Allspaugh, who now teaches and coaches in the West Des Moines Valley School District, says Crozier's work ethic was what stood out.
Just a country boy. He worked really hard, both on and off the field. I know he'd come to practice sometimes, and he maybe worked harder, you know, baling hay or doing things like that before he got to practice even. So it's just his work ethic. He just had a tremendous work ethic, and I know that, you know, it stemmed from his home life.
The year before, the Sabres went 5-5 and were blasted by Lennox 60-26 in the first round of the 8-man playoffs. Not a lot was expected from the Sabres coming into the next season as far as a deep playoff run, much less an unbeaten season. Crozier says that whole offseason, the team bought into proving everybody wrong.
I think that was the general idea outside the locker room. Now, in the locker room, all offseason, we knew we could do something special. I mean, a lot of us had played sports, you know, since kindergarten, played football since at least seventh grade. I mean, we were a tight-knit group, played other sports together, so... And I think that was fun. You know, we kind of had a chip on our shoulder. We were, you know, 500 teams for the most part, and to kind of surprise everyone was kind of fun.
Crozier remembers the first few games. Not a lot of fans showed up to those games, but after a big win over Moravia in week 3, the town and school started to rally behind the Sabres.
We were really close. I think we all wanted to be there and showed up to work every day. Probably before the season, I kind of remember the first couple of games, the stands really weren't that full. And I would say after week 3, I think we beat Moravia by, 50 down there. And after that, it seemed like the town and the community really started to rally behind us and started to believe. And that was just a fun year to be there with the 10 seniors and everyone else on the team.
Allspaugh was able to change the defense to a 3-3 to allow an extra linebacker because Crozier could play nose guard and wreak havoc in the backfield. And on offense, well, he was simply a human bulldozer.
We were able to play a 3-3 defense. Normally we'd play a 4-2, and that helped a lot with able to, because he could plug up so many holes there. And so then we utilized with having three linebackers with Dakota Pinniger and Trace Embray and Jake Knox. And so those guys were able to move around the field a lot more, having Jake right there because he could plug up those holes. And then offensively, he could move two guys at once. It was incredible to watch him. Just the size alone, but you know, a lot of people said just because he's so big, but he also had really good feet as well. So that helped. He was able to get off the ball pretty quick, and he was able to move guys, and he played hard every down.
Crozier was not only big, but he was also quick for his size, evident of a muff punt snap in a first-round playoff game against Iowa Valley in 2016.
And he gets a fumble. He has to go back. Jake Crozier gets it, and the ball is loose. It goes out of the end zone, and it will be a safety. Outstanding play by Jake Crozier. The punter did bobble the snap, but Jake Crozier, for a man his size, can get back there fast.
One memory that sticks out to Allspaugh is the winning two-point conversion that the Sabres got against Iowa Valley. After TC ran a hook and ladder to tie the game on a touchdown with less than a minute remaining, Crozier came over to the sidelines and told Allspaugh, "Run it behind me."
He just scored late in the game to take the lead on a slant ladder, and then Jake comes to the sideline, and we had to go for a two-point conversion to take the lead because we were just tied after the touchdown. And he said, "Just run it behind me." He came as, I mean, he was, his eyes were confident, and I knew right then that we were going to get that, and we did. So, just that confidence that he had as well was just unmatched.
Crozier says his confidence on that play made him believe they could get the 2 yards needed.
I think it just kind of came down to everyone. We had realized the moment we were in. We had kind of been seeing some things all game, and the coaches had seen it, and they put us in the right spot. So we were able to execute. They'd been leaving the middle wide open, and we had faith in our blocking to get the 2 yards, which it was. it could have went either way, but it worked out, and I mean, we were put in the right spot.
Crozier says what he'll remember most about that season was that every player knew what they needed to do. And there's not a lot of verbal communication, just a wink, a nod, and maybe even a signal.
We had good communication. I mean, we kind of all knew what everyone was thinking. I think a lot of the cues were just even, they weren't even verbal cues. The communication between, say, offensive line and running backs and defensive line and linebackers, we kind of knew what each other wanted and what we were looking for. It was the chemistry. And it took time to build, and it paid off.
While his playing days are now over, Jake Crozier fondly looks back on the fall of 2016 when he helped lead Twin Cedars to a 10-1 campaign.
All right, here we go. Hazelhood under center takes a snap. He'll run into trouble, and he got it! Woo-hoo! Twin Cedars take the lead!
Jake Crozier from Twin Cedars, another member of the KNIA Careless All-Decade football team. For Football Friday Nights on KNIA Careless, I'm Derek Cardwell.